Cool. I'm going to take advantage of this mobility to just wander into the hallways here.
Okay.
Hopefully you're coming. Hopefully people out there in Division 1 to 6 are going to land their day. It's a lovely day here in Park City, Utah. Temperature's plunging, light snow. Setting nicely against the stunning mountains here in Park City, Utah. Very few people actually wanting to go into the science fair. As of now, lots of lonely people sitting at tables.
Is now in the conference.
Hey, yo.
Who joined us? Hey, this is Dave.
Not okay. Here.
Hello.
Yeah, this is Alan.
Oh, Alan, how you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm scrambling for electric.
Hello, Fred.
Who's here?
Yes, indeed. How nice to hear your voice. We absolutely loved listening to your vinyl cast last night with Gardner.
Oh, that was all Gardner, man.
Yeah, he was on fire. When he was going on about the analog and all that stuff, that was just unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, we got to do everything we can to encourage him to come online.
And it was so wild, like when he dropped the reference to open educational experiences.
Yeah.
Jim literally leapt across the room, grabbed a of paper, and started writing it down. And then, of course, it was all over his talk today.
That had to be awesome. Yeah, I was listening in with Gardner in his office today. It was awesome.
It was kind of fun to watch how that happened. Yeah, he was on fire. It was definitely one of the best talks I've seen him do.
I heard yours was damn good. I missed it. I'm sorry.
To be honest, I wasn't that happy with it. But you know, it was okay.
You and your humility, lamb.
Yeah, no. I mistimed it, so I ended up just kind of yelling at people for half an hour. And the night before, you had been sitting in the hotel room talking about various things, and they got me all worked up and angry. So Scott Lewis says I'm consumed with vitriol, and I think that was definitely the case yesterday. I definitely earned the vitriol tag.
You look good in vitriol.
Yeah, well, it had its moments, but yeah, whatever. You know, I got through it, and it's like every other conference, it's just really fun to be able to see some of these people again.
How's the vibe there?
What's that?
How's the vibe there?
I'd say overall fairly positive. I mean, cool. There's our little kind of group of us, you know, about 10 of us are kind of hanging out.
Yeah.
With each other a fair bit, and we're all having a blast. And I think I do need to make a bit better effort to go hang out with more people. But I think overall the vibe of the conference is pretty good.
That's cool. Well, I gotta run. I gotta catch a seminar with Gardner, but I just wanted to try to tap in and say hello. I couldn't get my Android phone to work. Okay.
Thanks for calling in, man.
All right, see you, Brian.
See ya. Bye.
Cog dog.
Has left the conference.
Doctor, not in oblivion.
Nice work. Sounded clear.
Has left the conference.
The whole thing.
Excellent. Thanks for testing that out for us, Alan.
Yeah, thank you, Alan. And now where I can see we've officially started the DS106 radio call-in show. If you follow the hashtag DRadio, you'll see the toll-free number there. Please give us a call. Also, you can also, if you want to use a VoIP app, you can go over to use Twitter again. A little link in there. It is bit.ly, Radio for Life. The connection a setting there to call in by using a VoIP app. So VoIP app, what do we mean by that? If you just Google VoIP, V-O-I-P, you'll find tons of free books that you can use to make a Skype-like. This is not Skype. This is our own network. So we bandy about the term PBX quite a bit. Basically, all that is a private branch exchange. So an exchange people on the radio that our radio community can use. And that's something that makes our PBX distinct is that when you give it a call on the extension 1106, or you call the toll-free number on the radio. If no one's on the radio, there you go, you're live. It's that easy. So that number again, 1-888.
Sorry, man. 1-888-720-4178. Please call. We're lonely. There's nobody coming to talk to us. People are talking to the vendors. They're talking to the other presenters. They're socializing in the halls. They're avoiding the DS-106 radio table. It's like we're giving away leprosy here. It's very quiet, and we're very lonely.
You know what we might do? How long is this going? Half an hour?
An hour and a half.
Hour and a half?
We have 88 minutes to go.
So one thing we might want to do is it gets a little dead here. Oh, we should have had our
leave.
Our banner, DS-106.
Yeah, I know. Oh, we should have.
Because we're underbranded, I guess you could
say. We are unbranded.
Unbranded.
No logo.
No logo.
Tribute to Naomi Klein.
Yes, indeed.
No logo.
You know what we could do? Robe it. Take it around and talk to people. Just walk around the hall.
Yeah. Well, one can stay here and one can
walk.
Yeah,
and walk out, and we can record the whole roaming around the Open Ed conference.
Should I do that now, or do you want to do it later?
Whenever. You want to do it now?
Yeah. Do you want to walk, or do you?
You can just take this phone, and I'll listen in as you go.
I can just call in and go around talking to people.
Yeah.
Did it sound good when I was talking to Alan?
It sounded fine, yeah. It cracked up a few little times on the radio, but not too bad.
All right. I'm going to wander a bit if things get interesting.
La Comandante Garcia.
Sounds good.
I'll come back. I can suck the light.
Is now in the conference.
I've been listening to the plan here, folks. You know what's going to happen. Brian's on the hook.
I'm afraid about what's going to happen.
Hey, Doc.
Hey, gents. Nice to hear you.
So you've been tuning in? Has it been fairly listenable for you?
Yeah, on the F stream today for some reason. You know, I think yesterday was just the issue on your end, the bandwidth.
The DS-106 mobile experience.
Is now in the conference.
Okay, I'm going to hang up. You chat with Brian for a bit.
Who am I talking to?
Hey, it's Gina.
Hey, Gina, how you doing?
I'm good, Brian. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. We got a little restless sitting there at our unbranded table, so now we're moving through the room and through the halls.
Good.
Yeah, it's trying to see if people don't seem to be gripped by the concept of the poster session. They're voting off.
Yeah, I think you need to find Jim and have him just stand by the table, or at least move his tent in there.
Well, if I can wade through the throng of admirers that have been surrounding him since his keynote, I would.
Really?
But, yeah, we'll all be saying we knew Jim way back when.
Before he took to sleeping in a tent on stage. What was that all
yes.
about?
That was like, you know, this is what happens when you get a bunch of idiots and hanging out for about 2 days before a talk happens, is I think it was Chris Lott that had the idea of that we should occupy Open Ed. And then we thought that was funny, and we thought about actually setting up a tent here in the conference center and staging some sort of Occupy Open Conference type initiative.
Wow.
And yeah, I think at some point after a few drinks.
I saw the picture and was, you know, wondering if there was a fire going around somewhere over there as well. I was hoping.
Yeah. No, it was, it was interesting.
That's cool. But, you know, all the talks were videoed, and there's actually a channel, so I was able to watch the radio talk this morning.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so they're all online.
I was pleased with that one.
They're really
I think people got it, and so yeah, that one went well.
Yeah,
but that then
such,
again,
it was such a quick session. I mean, it was just 30 minutes. It's no doubt.
Yeah, I totally blew the time for my own solo session yesterday. Like I got about half of what I wanted to, and kind of,
you know,
whatever.
Yeah, I find there's. Whatever, it's momentum, and you just kind of got it next. Next.
But theoretically, 30 minutes should be plenty of time, you know? But, yeah, evidently it isn't. Apparently, I've never given a talk before, so. Oh, well, not a big deal. I've wandered into the eating area, I guess I should inform the people I'm actually broadcasting on DS106 Radio here now. There's nobody's come to the science fair. Grant is sitting lonely, bereft. So we decided I would call in on this. But if I'm going to pass the phone around, if the good folks here would like to just join the chat. I have Gene well, and perhaps others. So I'm going to start hand things off to the guy who we used to be able to speak to without going through a receptionist, but after his triumphant performance this morning at the keynote, and I don't want to drop any big news prematurely, but await a very important announcement regarding the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and Mr. Groom. Anyway, I hand off now. The DS106 mobile experience
has left the conference.
Thought I was going to talk to
Jim. You're listening to DS106 Radio. Live from lots of people milling about here, starting to file in.
Jim Groom
is now in the conference.
Over.
Hey.
Are you on the line? Over.
Jim Groom, are you on the line? Over.
I'm coming to you loud and clear, Dr. Garcia. Over.
Jim Groom, brother from another mother, what's up? Over.
How you doing, doctor? We were just talking about you at the table. You know you're my favorite. Over.
I do know that. That's why I called in. I was, you know, my
over. Sorry, I didn't mean to do over there. Over.
Over.
Good laugh. I really like the way you laugh. Over. Now, Brian came here, and he is right. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation are going to be funding DS106 $1 million, note that $1 million to go on tour around North America and possibly Europe. So we got that coming. We're lining that up. So get ready. That's going to be fun. We also have Jeffrey Kane here, who's from Redwoods, and he's never been on DS106 Radio. So, Dr. Garcia, you need to be the midwife that you are, over, and take care of him. Over. That was a premature over. Over.
Over.
This is Jeff Kane, College of the Redwoods. Open education means never having to say you're sorry.
Over. I like you already. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great conference. I'm still awaiting the rebirth of wonder, but I think we're almost there.
Wonder like what? Over?
Sorry, the connection doesn't seem to be all that great here. Over. I'm passing you on to Chris.
Okay.
Mr. Chris Lott.
Hey, this is Chris Lott, and I've got a challenge for the DS106 Radio listeners to get onto Twitter and talk to Philosopher1978, who thinks the radio doesn't exist. It's just a Twitter address and can't see how this applies to anything else except digital storytelling, and I think that it seems like an opportune moment to deal with this kind of failure of the imagination or however you want to cast this kind of narrow-minded viewpoint. So there's a challenge, along with the playlist for Open Ed. I'm not seeing much coming in for that. And I'm going to hand you back to Brian. Oh, yeah, that's right. Our cue and Tobler. No, come on. Oh, refusing the mic. All right. Here's Brian.
La Comandante Garcia.
I was tempted to force Mark.
Has left the conference.
Oh, someone's left.
He's awesome.
Someone's left. I think I still do have the seats. All right. You know, this is an interesting little exchange between Twitter handle Lot Ruminates and Twitter handle Philosopher 1978. I love that guy's Twitter art. Kind of looks like Nosferatu.
Yeah, it's really vampire-like.
Yeah, I like it. Anyway, I don't even know if he's for real. I'm not sure he exists, actually. So okay, I'm just wandering the halls, looking for a friendly face. Jim says he's going to go keep Grant company. Please do call the number somewhere on the Twitter feed. You can look at my Twitter handle brlam for the number. I thought I knew more people than I do.
Hey, sorry to interrupt. Hi, Brian. Would you guys like to say hello to the DS106 radio people?
We're actually broadcasting through the phone here.
Would you like to say hello? Okay, first off, we have Ross Paul, who's actually a colleague of mine at UBC, but I only met for the first time about 2 weeks ago. And I'll hand off to him, and then he will hand off to Rory McGrill from Athabasca University. First up will be Ross.
As of now, I think you're the only person on the line, so you will be just broadcasting the radio. You're just talking to it like a phone.
Okay, so what are you up to?
I'm just talking, okay. Just hold it to your head like a phone. And if somebody else does come on the line, you'll hear from them. But we're actually broadcasting.
So what am I talking?
You're just, you can say hello to about 10 people that are listening on DS106 Radio around the world. We have listeners in Japan, New Zealand.
This is Ross Paul from Canada, who's come to this wonderful conference on OER, and we had a great presentation this morning. You have an interview?
No, I'm the name
of. Well, let me just quickly put you on.
Okay. Hello, this is Rory McGrail, Athabasca University in Canada, saying hello to the world on DS1 Radio.
I'm sure Martha Rance would want me to pass on a hug of some kind.
Oh, yeah, we'll do it first.
So I'm actually on the radio right now, Susan. Would you like to say hello to the people on Radio Land? Oh, I'm getting another refusal from Susan D'Antoni. How you been? Of course, she does have a cold, so she probably would get germs on my phone. So it's probably just as well. Susan's part of the Canadian contingent representing here at Open Ed. And we were just chatting about our mutual friend Martha Rands from Artists Legal Outreach and Creative Commons Canada as well. Hopefully I will catch up with Susan as well. So yeah, Susan, just so you know, I'm actually taking part in we're doing the Science Fair presentation on DS106 Radio. And one of the things that Grant Potter has set up is there's a toll-free 1-888 number, and people can just call in, and that's how they're broadcasting. So I'm actually dialed into that party line number. I'm hoping somebody out in DS106 Radio Line will jump on and chat with me. But I thought in the meantime I would wander the halls and just give a few more people the opportunity to say hello via the radio. So with that, I will take my leave and take care. So I thoroughly alienated Susan and Rory.
Julia from Ontario
is now in the conference.
Oh, Julia Forsyth.
Hello, friends.
Hey, how are you doing? Land.
Good, how are you?
We're doing very well. How nice to hear from you.
I loved your talk. Yeah, I don't care what you say.
Oh, thank you. I loved the visualization. That made me that almost redeemed it in my eyes.
No, it was excellent. I'd like to see you do it again. I love to see the crossover.
Okay, well, I thank you for that. But, it was fun. And, of course, I think the DS106 clan is representing reasonably well. I think, Jim, I'm glad you caught that as well. Again, I loved your visualization of that.
Did Chris catch the 1,000 babies coming out of Jim's head? Those were for him.
He did. He did catch that.
That was just for him. I wanted to make sure he saw that.
I will pass on that it was just for him, but I think he did catch that significance.
good.
Yeah. So what do you find yourself doing today in Ontario?
Well, I'm highly distracted by open education and the fact that Kathy Davidson was doing a talk yesterday at UC Davis that I also did a visualization for. And she's been, do you know who she is?
Yes, from Haystack, correct?
Yeah, so she posted and she's like, she wants to use the image like repeatedly in different places. And I'm like, that's why I put it under Creative Commons and it's Open Access Week. And this is exactly what we need to be talking about. So I used it as a little platform to talk about open education. So I was pretty pleased about that. Yeah, it was excellent.
Kind of odd you had to make that lecture work for her.
It was interesting. But maybe she was just being polite, perhaps, you know, to ask me permission first. But
sure.
That's why it's there. So yeah, it's really exciting. I'm really charged by you. I love, you know, you guys could just sit around and have beer and I would listen because
it'd be better if you were here. But yeah, I got to admit, I've just been loving every minute of hanging out with these people. It's kind of the first time I've seen most of these people since Northern Voice.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's been a real blast, and I must admit, I think I was just saying it to no one in particular over the radio that I've done a great job of kind of networking, just because I've been so thrilled to see the group.
Yeah, just for sure.
Soak up every little bit of them.
That is networking. So yeah, my phone is ringing off the hook. Okay, I'm going to disconnect, and I'll connect later. Somebody else will call in for sure.
All right.
So keep it going, Julia. You're doing a great job.
Okay,
Julia from Ontario
has left the conference.
She has left the conference, and I am still wandering the halls. People don't seem to only want to make eye contact with me. I'm getting the impression that I may well be some kind of outcast here at Open Ed, an apostate maybe. That sounds a little self-aggrandizing, but. Looking for a familiar face, a friendly face. That's what I'm looking for. I can't find one. I might just go sit next to Grant and be lonely with Grant rather than walking around by myself and doing it that way. I don't see anyone that wants to talk to me or to you, PS106 radio listener. You're complicit in this as well. This is my first time actually broadcasting via the phone hookup. I feel a little bit negligent. I hadn't pushed that a little earlier. I'd certainly seen the blog post and seen the work developing along those lines, but no, I did not think to actually broadcast via the phone till now. Desperation. I may even just walk the lobby. Hey, Brandon Miramatsu, would you like to say hello to the DS106 radio listening audience?
Sure. Take the phone, you're broadcasting now.
Hello, DS.
Unless somebody else calls in, you won't hear anybody.
Hello, DS. What is that? Thanks a lot, Brian. It's great to see you again. Great to see the crowd from north of the border. They're always a fun and lively group.
Oh, somebody else on?
Nope. Oh. Nobody else is on, but I've got a bunch of candy, so if you were here, we could give you some Twizzlers and some candy. So I'm going to hand you back to Brian now. Hope everything's going great out there.
Thanks, Brandon.
Brandon Miramatsu from MIT, open education legend. Known him for a number of years. It's nice of him to jump on this seemingly dead phone. According to my broadcast here, I am still broadcasting. I am going to see if anyone else wants to talk to you. Talk to you. DS106 radio people. Hey, Joel, would you like to say hello to the DS106 radio listening audience?
You're going to me.
That's all you got to do.
Okay.
You won't hear anything.
Hi, this is Joel Duffin. Just was excited to see the presentation by Brian Lamb this morning. The other stuff on DS106, I think it's awesome.
Thank you. And we got the brush off from Joel. We walked in the room, they walked out. Yep. That's kind of the way it is here, DS106 Radio. Oh, coffee shop's closing up shop as well. There will be no orange juice for me. Not today. Not unless I get into a car.
Julia
is now in the conference.
Thanks for that. Yeah, the nice person working there actually tells me the general store was open. Hello, who has joined us on DS106 Radio?
It's me again, Brian.
Hey, Julia.
I want you to go up to strangers and meet them. Come on, I dare you to. Let's go. Uh-oh, I lost my audio.
Jim Groom.
Jimbo.
Has left the conference.
Getting cut out. Or maybe I'm the only person left.
DS-106.
Hey, Julia. In the conference. Hey, folks, this is Grant Peter, broadcasting from the noisy room at the science fair. We have roving reporter Brian Lamb, and I do believe we have Julia on the line. Is that right?
I am here. I'm here. My phone is ringing off the hook. I'm sorry for that.
Hey, no, I had a call drop on me, but I am back now as well. And I'm following Julia's instructions. I'm going to go up to someone I do not know and introduce myself and try to put them on the air with you.
Ask them what open education is and what the biggest thing they're taking away from this conference.
Okay. That sounds like an actual interview question. So, all right. I'm just kind of walking into the...
Anytime that you find somebody, Brian, just let me know because we got lots of people coming by the table. We can put some of them online.
Okay.
Yeah, but just shout out whenever.
Okay, feel free. I may just introduce myself to one person here.
Hello, I'm Brian.
Hi, Brian.
We met yesterday, did we not?
Yes,
how do you do, Una? I'm on the air right now with DS-106 Radio. I was wondering if you'd like to jump on and say hello to the gang for a minute.
Was this the thing?
And we're broadcasting via the phone. If you would, I will hand it off to you. And the question I was asked to pose to people is, what does open education mean to you, and what's your biggest takeaway from the conference so far? And will you just introduce yourself when you get on the line, Una?
Okay. Hi, I'm Una Daly, the director of College Open Textbooks. And I'm actually trying to do some work back at the home campus right now. A student has contacted me about an evaluation, which I neglected to send them. But, all right, so what does open mean to me? So at College Open Textbooks, we know that with outreach to faculty, we can really make a difference in terms of affordability for students. At the community college, which is my focus, it's primarily a faculty decision. Did it just hang up?
No, I think you're still on.
Okay, great.
You're still there. We're listening.
We've done a lot of outreach to faculty in educating them about what open educational resources are. But the upside for faculty, in addition to making it more affordable for their students, is that it really empowers them to share the things they're creating. And often faculty don't really even realize that they're creating resources that could be shared with others. And helping them to understand what copyright really means, because there's a lot of fear-mongering out there about using copyrighted materials, and so we can really liberate them and help them to sleep at night and make it better for their students. So what's my biggest takeaway from the conference? I'm really enjoying finding out about more of the international movement. I've ended up going to a lot of the different UNESCO sessions and finding out about that, not just working in the United States, which is primarily our focus, is great, but that there's all these wonderful initiatives happening elsewhere, really all the different continents, but, you know, in New Zealand, particularly this morning, Rory McGreal, who's from Canada, of course, not a foreign country to me, no, just kidding.
You are.
You're just our neighbors to the north.
Government and everything.
Yeah, gosh, I know. When did they let you do that? No, I just can. They'll be throwing darts at me soon. You know, the Open University and the accreditation things, and I think really working together on an international level, I think we can really make things happen. So it's been a great conference thus far, and thanks for the opportunity, Brian.
Is anybody talking back to you?
I was trying to. Can you hear me, Una?
Yes, I can.
That was great. Thank you for sharing all that information. It's good to have other people patch in to DS-106 Radio, and we can hear all these different perspectives.
Okay, no problem. And that little jibe about the Canadians, I didn't mean it.
Oh,
I've
that's
got
okay.
Cousins in Toronto, and they'd kill me if they heard that.
That's fine.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Unless I can answer any questions.
Let's see, Una.
Thanks very much for that. Okay, I am there, so I met somebody.
Good job, Brian. Although you had already met her, but Grant.
Kind of. Okay. It's hard to. Yeah. I mean. Yeah. Maybe I can find one more person here.
Hey, Arash. How are you? I'm actually broadcasting on DS106 Radio right now. Would you guys like to say hello to the DS106 Radio community? Julia Forsyth, she's been following the conference remotely, and she asked me to pose questions to people, basically, what is their biggest takeaway from the conference so far? So if you wanted to say a few words about that. So if you were cool with that, I'd hand you the phone. You just say who you are and maybe a little bit about the conference, and if Julia doesn't get pulled away by another phone call, she may well have a follow-up question for you.
Wow. Okay. I'm Arash Bissell. I think that's all you need to know about the conference so far. The conference has actually been quite good. It's the interesting talks. The keynotes this morning were a wonderful contrast of perspectives, and that would be Josh Jarrett and Jim Groom. And if it says something about somebody leaving the conference, I think something had emerged from this morning, but I also picked up on earlier sessions, is that OER for so long has been synonymous with a number of things: free, remixable, shareable, blah de blah. But when it comes to solving real problems, too often we still use it as a stand-in for these other things. And I think we do need to kind of ask ourselves the question, what is special about OER, the open part,
is now
that actually
conference.
Solves a real problem? So if somebody's actually trying to get a degree and they're struggling with jobs and blah, 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 what about open helps that person? As opposed to free, as opposed to just
we're on a live phone call with him and also broadcasting to the internet radio.
Thank you, RS. I'm sorry that we have other people joining, it sounds like. I think Grant Potter's back at the table. Thanks for your sharing.
Hey, Julia.
Should I hand it over to...
Grant, do you have people in the queues wanting to talk?
Yeah, there's another person. You can talk to Sarah Kern. Hang on.
Jason.
Hi. My name is Sarah Kern, and I'm with the Gulf of Maine Research Institute in Maine. It's pretty cool to be talking on web radio. I was really excited to talk this morning. I think I'm most excited about this year's Open Education Conference. The conversation seems to be progressing beyond how do we deal with resources and what do we label them as and how do we make them searchable, to how are we using them in a way that actually takes advantage
is
of...
Is now in the conference.
Yeah. So the experience of education, how is that different when things are open? And I'm excited about that because I manage an open science, citizen science community in Maine, and I'm trying to make sure that we're all different experience. So it's great to have that conversation. It's great to have them here. Thanks.
Thank you for sharing. It's so noisy. Grant, is that you?
No, this is Sarah.
No, I know, but I think the noise is from Grant. It was. But it sounds better now. It sounds like you do some fascinating work. Yeah, can you hear that? That sounds...
I can hear you. I can hear a little noise. So I'll give you back to Brian now.
Okay, thanks, Sarah.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Hi, Julia.
It's Zach.
All right. See,
hey, Zach's on the line.
I'm back. Oh, who else is there?
The noise professor.
Hi,
hey,
Brian.
Zach. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. I really enjoyed the, perhaps even more than the keynote, which was fantastic, but the post-keynote keynote.
Yeah,
oh, that
was
fun. It was great because Scott Leslie had vowed never to go on DS106 Radio again, and Chris Lott had always said he wouldn't want to go on either. So it was a real rare treat to get those guys doing their thing.
What's that about, Brian? Just between us.
What's that?
why won't Scott go back on the radio?
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to ask him. But he's
trying to lure
had
him on
some
right now.
Sort of. He seemed to have some sort of some sort of break with the DS106 Radio experience, and I'm not exactly sure what it is. And I haven't really pushed him on it.
Well, I recorded. He went on the radio when he did his CBC thing, and I archived that for him when I was his only listener. I thought we had a special DS-106 radio bond there. I feel a little bit slighted.
Oh, well, I'll pass that on.
No, it's okay. No, it's great. I love to hear you guys talk, like I was saying before. So, Zach, thanks for going and doing that that talk yesterday. That was awesome. Zach, still there?
Wait, what?
What? The UC Davis thing was awesome yesterday.
I don't know if Zach's just not hearing us or not talking.
Who said, wait, what?
I'm here. I can't hear you. You're stuttery.
Oh, I said thank you.
For which?
For yesterday. Oh, stuttery. That's sad.
I don't know if Zach can hear me any better. Zach, she was just thanking you for recording the talk at UC Davis. I think the Kathy Davison one. She really dug it. And as you may have seen, she did a great visualization of it, and the speaker was quite pleased with it and got in touch with her about it.
Oh, yeah. What did she say to you, Julia?
She wants to use it on her blog and in her presentations.
Hells yeah. You're famous now.
I'm famous. I was hoping that I was going to get that $1 million tour thing that Jim's going to get from Microsoft, but not
yet. This is going to be big news. The Gates Foundation couldn't be more excited. They haven't actually, arranged the contract. It's probably a little premature to make the announcement yet, but big things coming from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Yeah, well, we're going to start Commune University. You know that, right? In the foothills of the Sierra?
That may well be it.
You're ready for that, right, Zach?
I am.
Circuit Bending 101?
Totally.
And, Zach, I want to thank you and apologize to you at the same time for providing fodder for my talk yesterday. But I was only able to give the material I derived from your blog the very briefest and kind of most rushed and kind of flustered of treatments. But your the Forest Garden blog is just fantastic, and I spent some time going through it as I was preparing this talk and really looking at it. It's just a wonder. And and it's just great stuff, and I wish I'd done it a little more justice.
Now in the conference.
Oh, cool.
Who's joined us?
Grant.
Who's that now?
Okay.
The charcoal worked. I don't know if you read that, but my worked. I was
the biochar.
Yeah, it worked. Even though it was all to do it, and I didn't work, but I ultimately was able to pull it out of the fire, and it was charcoal. It's awesome.
Oh, that's awesome. That's very cool. Jim Groom is both fascinated and somehow oddly and inexplicably repelled by biochar. I got to admit, I included it in my presentation materials mostly just to get a rise out of him.
Nice. You can't be on the fence about biochar. You're either
you're in or you're out.
It's an awesome word.
I am having a terrible experience with the PBX right at this moment, so I might have to...
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's buzzing out.
Yeah, you're cutting it out. Well, thanks for calling in, Zach.
Do you want to see if I disconnect, it would be better? Does it change with the more users?
I don't know. Maybe that's it. I'm wondering if I should go back and see what Grant's up to. He said there are lots of people there. Maybe someone there actually wants to be able to talk.
Yeah, you head back there. Oh, well.
I'm going to go back to the hall of torture and see what's going on.
All right, good talking to you, gang. Bye.
Wait,
hey,
Zach, before you go.
Yeah, Julia.
Have you learned the rainbow song on the banjo yet?
No, thanks for reminding me. I will have to get on to that because...
I'd like to hear some progress in that department. No pressure. You sounded awesome on it, though. I'm really glad that you're progressing.
I come back, and it's a hive of activity here.
There
it's madness.
Okay,
I left, and it was just a dead zone.
That's
now
what
the
you did.
Table's crawling with people. It's a madhouse.
Okay, we're going to cut out, and then you can talk to those people.
All right, I'm going to get off as well. Okay, take care.
Are you still there, Zach?
has left the conference.
DS-106.
Has left the conference.
Julia.
Has left the conference.
DS-106 Radio. We are at the Science Fair. We got Chris Lott, Scott Lindsay, Brian Lamb back in the house. And now we're pointing to my left is Jim Groom.
Holding court.
Holding court. And there's a little bit of a conversation. What we're going to do is when people come up, we're going to put them on the radio. So far, so good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for calling in. Awesome.
I'm just trying to be a browser. Leave a stage.
You know what would be awesome? Take the phone, put it in like a little. Disguise it?
Yeah. That'd be fun. That'd be good.
Oh, like the big silver bullet one? You know, remember Alan had one. Like, you remember he bought one, and it was, he said it was shitty. Well, you could just take a phone, you could put it inside the thing. It's a prop. It'd be cool.
I was talking with Julia Forsythe, and she wanted to see a picture abundantly clearer than 1,000 babies for visualization. Right for you.
This 106 Radio calling show.
Well, I mean, I know that Sandy was going to be doing work at Berkeley with their storytelling, but, and I think Sandy's comments I've yet to have, because, you know, sometimes I'm a little bit like, oh, the Berkeley thing, it's all touchy-feely, and she's like, look, the two coexist, they don't need to be you knocking one to get to the other. Right. And so I'm hoping that when she does it, she teaches a digital storytelling class, that she uses DS-106 to some degree. She's a blast to have in there. And she's a really good, she's like, all right, you're the reverend and all that, but you've got to be thinking about these things a little bit harder. But she's good, because she pushes that.
Yeah. So I wanted to thank you for taking back your education, because I think that's what's going to make your kids well.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. No. It's not our job.
Yeah.
We're educating people, and we should have fun doing it.
Yeah.
But we get the politics of the problem, but they throw everything on us. We're failing us in the community. We're failing the moral fabric. It's not our job.
Right.
It cleared, and it's kind of cloudy, rainy. So I walked up to the, it's called the Holly Trail. And I think perspective, the view, and went with Tom Caswell. That's another thing we have to do, is to get some sort of like, you know, have pizza places, we can have places, goes out. One day, hot pizza. Like, that's what we need.
And so what is it? 188?
No, no, I tried, man. I kept going and going, trying to find a number. I couldn't get it. I couldn't even get one with 106 in it. Yeah, it is. 188-720-4178.
Cool.
So I'll be listening for you. TS-106 Radio call-in show. It's the Science Fair. And so far, we're having lots of interesting conversations, lots of people calling in. We are waiting for your call. Please call us toll free 1-8-720-41. That number again, 1-888-888-720-4178. We will accept all calls. Continental North only, please. Although, if you are listening international, try giving it a call and see what happens.
Well, I think the goal would have everything to do with relationships and how they go on and how they kind of document their
and narrating it.
And I think that's a thing that keeps them. And when you say, I value what you contribute, and what you contribute is not just for me, it's for an audience of potentially thousands of people, or maybe just 50. But when you do that, I think it changes the whole relationship we have to teaching, and also the relationship they have to learning. And it's not a box.
Chris Lott
is now in the conference.
Hey, is this DS-106?
Okay. All right, it's our roving reporter calling in, Chris Lott, somewhere here in the wonderful Canyons Resort. I think he's going to go shoulder tap somebody. How's it looking out there, Chris?
I'm wandering the canyon streets, and they're fairly empty at the moment, but I'm sure someone will be attracted to the euphoria I feel having birthed Jim's babies this morning. I will grab somebody here.
There's yours. Take it. Do
hold
it
on.
As you
are you in a hurry? Hey, so I've got John Hilton here. Let me go on speaker. He looks like he's trying to run away, but we're going to keep him for a minute.
Right on, take it away.
Six.
Hey,
what are you
how
thinking
are you?
About the conference?
I'm really enjoying the conference. Great presentations earlier today, and I'm loving it.
Nice. I'm going to get out and enjoy the weather a little bit here before you fill the brain again.
That's right. I want to see if I can go skiing. Let's see if there's not quite enough snow.
Ski boarding.
That's right.
So what's the best thing you've seen here so far?
I think for me one of the biggest takeaways is how this idea that there's a tension between, hey, free is better, but then they've also said, I've heard a lot of, this can't just be free. There's got to be something more. And so what can openness provide that will not only be cost effective, but really increase learning?
Right. So just because it's free by itself, you
may not
see what's more. Yeah,
so even if it's free and just as good, can it be free and even better?
Right. Excellent. That's John Hilton coming live. I'm going to see if I can grab somebody else. That's right.
It appears that we've lost our roving reporter, Chris Lott.
No. Were you not hearing me?
No, I was hearing you until just a second ago.
Okay, yeah.
I hear you now.
Okay.
Yep.
I feel like the phone guy. Can you hear me?
No.
Yeah,
you're good.
The streets are empty now.
Oh, the streets are empty, yeah. Well, we're, I'm going to put that call out again to all our listeners. We have some listeners in Columbia. Shout out. That must be Diego, and we got some.
Diego, DM.
Okay, super. Couple Canadians there and a bunch of Americans.
Diego.
Give us a call, Diego. There's a VoIP there. If you go to bit.ly, bit.ly/radio4life, you'll see the settings for the VoIP server, so you can call for free with your VoIP app of choice. So we're... things are winding down a bit here and getting a little bit more quiet. We're just going to, I'm going to set the mic here in front of Jim, and he's having a conversation. We'll use that as a little bit of a audio backdrop until we start up another little chat. Okay, so please, number again is 1-888. Oh, hold on. I don't even know my own call-in show number here. I've got it right in the document here.
188.
Yep.
720-4178. 1-888-720-4178. We need your calls, folks. We need your pledges.
Think of the children. Won't someone think of the children?
So, a mic check out there to Chris Lott. I'm not sure. Maybe you just have it on. You're muted your mic or something. We're not picking you up.
Oh, no. I'm here. I'm just all alone. I'm wandering the streets. I'm lonely. I'm sad.
Chris is still out there wandering. Well, you know,
circle. I need company.
You need company.
Julia Forsythe made me to make some new friends. She told me I had to go interview and speak to people that I'd never met before, Chris. So I'm
all right.
Passing that challenge. Approach one person I don't know. Get them on DS106 Radio. We count on you, Chris. Come on, man.
All right, I'm doing it. I'm walking. Right. I'm walking. Okay, so that's roving reporter Chris, 106 Radio call-in show on. Please stay tuned. And we're going to keep yapping away here while until we Chris cuts in with his guest interview. If you want to know more about what we're doing here, you need to go on over to bit.ly/radio4life. And while I'm waiting for Chris, I might do an interview. No, I'm going to interview the other tables.
All right.
Okay. I shall return.
That colleague is right.
I do think that.
DS106 Radio broadcasting live from the.
Hi.
How are you? My name is Grant Potter.
I'm doing well. I'm Ellie Green. I'm from EducationPortal.com.
Education Portal. So tell us about your.
Basically, what we do is we have our audience of education seekers, so people who are kind of looking for ways to. And we found that whenever we published anything about OER, OCW, people freaked out. They loved it. I mean, kind of, you know, we could have been able to predict that because it's free and it's education and our readers love it. So we actually started really trying to focus on publishing more articles about OER, just increasing awareness, kind of trying to give a little PR to people. At least didn't enough or had so many resources without a good way of finding them.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been trying to kind of become sort of hub for finding new resources, and we've actually started our own kind of effort. We've launched a course in the Education Portal Academy, so that's sort of just getting into the space, but we're hoping that people can use that and then pass the CLEP, really, really cheap college credit. It's a college board test. So that's hopefully going next. We're really just trying to increase the education accessibility.
And how long you've been at this? Is it a year or two? How long?
Well, the academy just last Friday.
Wow.
Okay. It's very new. It's
fresh out of the oven.
It's in beta. You know, go check it out. You know, there's any. But from the actual education portal site has been around, I believe, since 2002. I've only been there since July. I'm a college grad myself. And, but yeah, so we've just been kind of trying to diversify our education accessible is really what we're all about.
So what's been your takeaway so far? We're halfway through this conference.
Yeah.
If you had to pick something that was a takeaway, what would it be?
I've just been really fascinated. Today especially, it seems like there's been a real dichotomy emerging between the idea of community and sort of which is better for fostering experience. I'm actually not sort of where I don't think there is, you have to fall down on one side out of the other, but it kind of opened my eyes to another side of it that I hadn't really considered, which is just, yeah, I mean, we've thought about interaction with, you know, with our academy a little bit, but not to the extent that certainly that Jim Groom was demonstrating. So him and Josh really felt were perfectly counterpoint to each other in terms of our to complement and enhance the traditional education model, and then also just using it for sort of for its own benefit. So that's taken away, at least today. I think it's been really eye-opening. It's been exciting. I've never been to a conference like this before.
Really?
So, yeah, it's my first. it's been great.
Thank you for talking. And then the archive will be on online.
Okay,
so if you seek it out on Twitter, you can get a recording.
Hope you haven't said
great. Thank you.
That as of now, you're on
DS106 Radio live. Continue as you were.
I think Brian Lamb is such a great guy. It's just what I was saying.
We will be sampling that. Sampling it and listening it.
Exactly.
Well, I just want to make sure that you guys saw faces.
Charlie.
Yeah. And what brings you to Open Ed 2011? We were live on DS106 Radio, just so you know.
Oh, very cool.
Don't say anything incriminating.
Okay. Noted. I'm here on behalf of my company, Teaching Laboratory,
mm-hmm.
and I offer myself as a tutor as well as an educational consultant,
mm-hmm.
and develop open educational resources and open courseware that I use and that I share with the community. And so I am here to be inspired and to get lots of cool ideas,
mm-hmm.
meet lots of cool people.
Mm-hmm.
And
how's it been going so far?
Great.
Meeting?
Yeah.
You getting the cool ideas?
Yeah,
getting the cool
ideas. Yeah.
Right on. Good.
Yeah. No, I guess, well, on a DS106 note, I was particularly, I really liked the way Jim this morning, like, illuminated a different, like, resource and an experience. And, I don't know, because I thought, like, a lot of stuff that we've been talking about here, like, involves, like, grant money or startup capital or permission or so forth, and that's all stuff that's really important, but at the same time it's great. At the end of the show, you don't need any of that stuff, you know, you just like do it. And so that was really cool. And then I guess, well, announced on DS106 Radio, inspired to try and like develop, I guess you didn't say DS106 was a move, but I want to get
pretty much
for like English the second language.
Oh, yeah. So there.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I'm sure it will be done. So, figured out.
Where?
Taught in Japan and China.
Did you? I did too.
Cool.
I taught in China.
Oh, nice.
Where were you
in
China?
Show John Wan?
Yeah, yeah. No, where were you? Where were you?
It was in Anjing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, near Nanjing. It's like a Nanjing. It was in Anhui province.
Uh-huh.
Hefei is the big city.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, China's
how long were you there?
Just a year. So,
I was there 5 years. It was awesome.
I lived in
Liaoning province, in Dalian.
Oh, okay.
Big city,
on the
coast.
Yeah, no, I've heard of Dalian for sure. Yeah, I was not in a big city, nor the coast, but what years were you there?
2002 until 2006.
So, like, you saw pre-Olympics.
And then really the big boom in the
in
the development, especially special economic zone, like development zone.
Right. Yeah. It was like, cool, man.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Well, it was nice meeting you. Thank you for talking
me.
With us on DS106 Radio.
I don't know. I have no plans, but I can only hope.
Okay. I work with Julia Mignoni on the Facebook project.
Oh, yeah.
We have
That's
right. Sometimes it works against me, though.
That's right.
Well, you should try it too.
I'll let
again.
You know if I do.
You do. I'd like to see it. I'd be happy to promote it. But you let me know. It is. I don't, but I have an email. And I can write it.
Okay, that one was good.
I'll give you one of mine and use the Gmail and write on that one.
Yeah, it's Jim Groom, like bride and groom, @gmail.com. And I'm always available. Let me know.
I wish they could.
I don't know what that is.
What it's all about.
Northwestern Nebraska, 6 miles south of.
Excellent.
Do you mind if we put you on the air right now? Like, tell us about it? Because I mean, you have a radio story. My goodness.
We have another good. We have an educational radio compatriot here from Chadron State, which I just learned is in Nebraska, not so far from Mount Rushmore. So, please
tell us about it.
Oh, well, a couple of years ago, our professor of music business and a professor of communication arts got together and applied for a radio station license, nonprofit. And the FCC puts those out there, and sure enough, they got it. And so we've spent the last couple of years spending tens of thousands of dollars on antennas and poles to ring them up on, and, you know, soundboards and all sorts of things. And we're starting a curriculum in broadcasting at college. But I was so inspired by how cheap you could do a radio that was on the web. And so now, because our range isn't that large, it's called KJZC, and we play a lot of jazz and blues because we're in western Nebraska, which is the land of cowboys, and so most of the stations are either placing classic rock or country and western. And so our music department has huge playlists of jazz and blues and all classical stuff from the 1930s on up. It's very cool.
Do you do live performances up on campus?
Yeah, we are. And we're doing that. And we're trying to feature the fine arts and academic things that happen on our campus, because all the radio stations, commercial radio stations around our area actually do sports. Okay, they broadcast sports events for the high school and the college. And it's like, well, hey, you know, why aren't we broadcasting concerts, the Grave Lecture Series, all these various kinds of things. So that's what we're doing with this station, and using it as a learning laboratory for students who might want to go into more formal kinds of broadcasting things. But this viral thing with DS-106 is like the coolest, and I'm really wondering from you, technically, how you do this. I need more information and so forth, because I want to take that back to the guys that are running our radio station so that we can extend our reach, because we're kind of like, you know, in charge of a cultural outreach area where there's not much culture for hundreds of miles. And so it would be very cool if we could
love to
do a web
anything
thing.
Anything we can do to help?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
What's so, like bit.ly what?
bit.ly. Yeah. /radio4life. This is a collaborative document. All the technical details are listed there, as well
very
as
cool.
Tutorials from number of radio people who have sort of chronicled how they go about broadcasting. Everybody's got a slightly different so of all their tutorials.
Just depending on what equipment you've got and how cheap you can do it. I love the idea that you've got to pay phones.
I'm so thrilled when it worked. I was like, oh.
When I tell her who is our professor of music business and professor.
Radio for, like, take the B out. Yeah.
The last B.
Oh. Sorry.
So we're steady wrapping here at the DS-106 Radio Science Fair, learning lots of stuff, meeting great people, having great friends. I wondered if reporter Chris Lott is still out there listening. If you are, please check back in, Chris. I'll make sure that you haven't been shanghaied.
Is there any way I can link to that or get to that?
Link to the station?
Well, what we just did.
Oh, what we did, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, it'll be on my blog, back.ca.
Okay.
Yeah. And.
Well, you're one of those Canucks, huh?
What's that?
You're one of those Canucks.
One of the Canucks, yeah. So they'll be listed there. Give it a couple days.
Okay.
I'll edit a bunch of audio. There'll be a ton of audio.
All right. Cool.
That'll definitely be on there.
All right.
If you're on the phone right now, like the way we been doing it, just literally hitting that button right there, and we're on the air.
Oh, how cool.
When you have, you know, 20 or 30 people with this kind of capability all around the world, it's just like, you know, you have that remote transmitting capability pretty well anywhere where you can get cell receptivity. It's the surprise that never ends. So, and you'd be, I'm amazed at quality on this. I don't think we told this story last, but the first time we did it, there was a guy at a concert, which is a really loud rock band. And when we were listening to it, we assumed we were hearing like a commercial live record release, like the sound quality.
All right, well, even better.
Perfect.
Hey, this is Chris. Are you guys hearing me? I'm taking over.
Who's taking over?
This is Chris.
Okay, take it away. It's all yours.
All right, I'm standing here with Charles Danoff from Mr. Danoff's Teaching Laboratory. So tell us, what's been your experience with Open Ed so far?
Oh, it's been sensational. I came here to get inspired and meet lots of interesting people and get lots of really cool ideas, and that's been happening
all
the
right.
time. certainly none less than DS-106. I mean, that's just like, I mean, I found Groom when I just like came across like Edupunks online.
Oh, yeah.
He's like the chief or something, and then I saw DS-106, and I just like saw it, and I was like, look cool, I didn't look into it, and I'm like,
and here you are,
yeah,
the full experience.
Yeah, this is, on it, it's really cool. It's like the moving from the resource, the experience, and
So you think you're going to be able to take this back to the laboratory? And
I think so, absolutely. Actually, I was kind of getting inspired by it to try and maybe do a MOOC in the same vein, but for like, I teach English as a second language.
Oh, yeah.
So I think perhaps there could be some, need to figure it out, but I think that would
get that community with English speakers, native speakers,
right.
Second language speakers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
that's what we need in that MOOC territory, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, and like, I mean, and the big thing, like you said, before, I guess it's similar to what you did on the other radio, but yeah, no, just like the experience, you don't need, you just need to do it.
Right. That's the big idea, do it, huh?
Yeah.
Excellent.
So,
You know, nobody leaves the Jim Groom experience in DS-106 unchanged.
I would imagine. Really, I got DS-106.
Twice.
Yeah. You got double DS-106. Double D.
That's right. Wow.
But anyway,
Thanks a lot for,
For sure.
For me to take a couple minutes. We'll do a fist bump.
All right.
Thanks a lot. All right, that's the man on the street, and I'm going to have a couple more coming here in a minute or two.
And then that kind of blew my mind. You know, DS-106 is its own thing. I understand it has its own dynamic and that kind of organically grew. But the fact that anyone could do it is why we're here. We want to say, look, go do it. You know, hey, I hate DS-106. Like, I see you guys and then do something no more awesome.
Yeah.
You've always been saying that. But
down, right. When he did that, I was like, fuck yeah, that's what exactly what we were trying to do.
I think that's the show, so, but it's great to see you, and I knew you were going to be here.
So, I mean, where do you see yourself going with it? I mean, you mentioned University of Mary Washington, and I, you know, I'm looking at Utah Valley, and there's no reason we couldn't do like a radio. I mean, you know,
exactly.
We have this whole thing about being engaged and practical. That's where I see it going, is exactly right. I see UMW Blog, you are academic teaching and learning. In this medium, and have faculty across the university sharing the stuff they do according to disciplines and their projects outward. And so this is a way to kind of program, like, here's your hour on chemistry. How do you bring chemistry to the people via audio? What do you, I mean, it's so easy to go and interview someone. A great chemist. Come and give an interview. What do they learn from that?
And I'm totally with you. You know, you look at This American Life.
Yeah, Brian said that was awesome.
Such a rich, I mean, it's so rich. And
so engaged.
Yeah.
When our local NPR station did its fundraising drive, they talked about the cause where you're in your car and you don't, you know, you're at your
driveway
home.
Show.
But yeah, the driveway show, because you don't want to leave your car because it's just that awesome. And I think there's so much potential for these sort of...
I can tap it because we have the tools. Like, every laptop can do it.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, that's the whole vertical horizontal. Now we're controlling the TV. We're controlling the rig, that idea.
Like, it's going towards, it counts towards the direction of the actual audio technology, which is to do it asynchronously, right? The podcast.
It is.
It's
right.
Totally counterintuitive.
And like, I like that about it.
I know you do, but, you know, so... And this either or, and that's
yeah.
You know, so if you realistically want to do this and have actually some support to do it, then doing both, we're like, here's the archives of the show, or tune in live.
Right.
I mean, because that's the beat statistic, because most people actually don't tune in live anymore.
No, they don't. And you know what I think happens, though, is with immediate technology like Twitter, you can tune into a moment and a happening and feel like you're kind of there, which was allowing a course that's being taught face-to-face to be synchronous online with no friction to get on. So I think for that, it's a great option, and it doesn't cost that much.
No.
So in terms of that, it's not like reinventing the wheel. Here's another option. Do it or don't. And that's cool.
And in fact, the asynchronous piece is actually one of the pieces that does help us feel, right? Because it's like, you're right, the synchronous piece of it is like that immediate community of real sense of intimacy there in that listenership. But
hey, this is your man on the street. Can I break in?
So, be able to feel that out.
Yes, Chris, man on the, take it away. It's all yours.
All right, I've been pounding the pavement looking for the best and brightest minds, and I'm right here with Mary Lou Forward from OCW, who I think I've actually met before a few times years ago. So tell us, what are you thinking about OpenEd? What's the big ideas you've been taking away?
All right. Well, OpenEd has been really interesting. I think some of the keynotes that we've heard have been quite provocative. I really liked a lot of the DS stuff that came out this morning. That was very, very cool. One of the things I'd love to tell you about that we're going to announce actually here tomorrow morning.
All right, we're getting the scoop. I love it.
We're going to announce the first annual Open Education Week as a global awareness-raising campaign about open education, about the resources and all of the ecosystem that's built around those resources to make learning and teaching better worldwide. That will happen March 6th through 10th, 2012. It will include webinars, downloadable presentations, tours of resources, it will include discussion groups, it will include information, it will include resources for localizing events, and it will be in all different, as many different languages as people care to participate in, 24-hour schedule for 5 days.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And it sounds like there maybe we'll get some DS-106 broadcasting out there.
Absolutely.
Bring it into the fold.
Yeah.
All right.
Tell the story of the week.
That's
absolutely
right.
Absolutely.
So that's March 6th through 13th.
6th through 12th.
6th through 12th.
2012.
Uh-huh.
And it's global and it's open and we want people to participate and to be involved and help us plan it.
And we can go to opencourseocw.org?
No, it's actually got its own website.
Okay.
We're coordinating it, but it's a community led event, so
okay.
It's actually on openeducationweek.org.
All right, openeducationweek.org.
Yep.
Thanks, Mary Lou.
Thank you.
All right, DS-106, you heard it here first. We got the scoop. So I'm turning it back over.
Thank you, Chris, man on the streets, for our you come back and cut in anytime you like. Here,
well, he asked, supposedly, it could turn on that you could automatically archive everything that goes live.
Yeah.
No,
I like about it. I think I said this yesterday. Is that if there's something that you're loving, it's like home TV.
Right.
You put it together. You know?
Yeah.
That's cool. Because I've said right from the start, it's not a service.
Yeah.
It's not a service. Getting the
downgrade.
But isn't there even like a public Dropbox where people can share
their own
piece,
like,
yeah, that would be cool. Yeah, and actually, we could do that with the Dropbox.
Diego Leal
is now in the conference. Wait, February actually has a web app on it.
Right, right.
So it's just accessible. You can grab whatever you want.
Yeah.
Trying to say, if you do that, we're gonna get. So I think that I'm not doing it.
So we could do just the PDF stuff. Could talk easily though.
And luckily, Julia Forsythe is archiving everything.
And Julia's a gem. She gets all the good.
I agree. That's a cool thing that it came out of the community itself. Like, somebody decides this is important enough that I want to do this.
Yeah.
So I'm saving it. Just think of one extra step of how can you share that?
She's rebroadcasting it. So she is doing that also. But yeah, I know it would be nice.
You know what I like about that is that when people record it and you start looking around everybody's blogs to see what they're contextualizing. What? When were they listening to this? What did they? What was it making them think of? They leak out different things. If I was doing the recording that day, there would be no other.
I formally take back my comment about Adrian's podcast. This is a shitty idea. I'm a imposter guy. I'm so sorry. Such a fucked up idea. Forgive me. I'll never mention it again.
No, but I like the fact that you're
saying it.
It's
cool.
No, the question
I
was raising on the Monday Martin, and it's a good one. It's the idea of the room. Right now, well, until the PBS only really. Supported for one intervention. But well, there's a lot of people might want on that can't get out. So, right now,
Chris Watt
has left the conference.
The idea of the medium one way is it's unilateral. And we're kind of thinking about maybe, but how do we get around that? So it's cool to think about maybe we can. I'm into it. I mean, it subsumes me the mic. January.
The multi-universe.
The radio.
Yeah.
The radio was the class. Take it over. You know, I have problems with my neighbor in the fence, and I get on and I talk about it. Like, stupid stuff. Like, my kids are bothering me. I get on and I talk about it. But me and Gina are doing the, like, you know, raw life casting. And it's fun. I love it.
So one of the things I was going to take you to task with is you talk about Twitter being the spine.
Yeah.
Twitter is a pain. If you're not, I'm not on Twitter.
Yeah.
And in some ways, I don't want to be, because it's one more thing. You know, I'm already a prisoner of Facebook.
Yeah.
Google Plus, I mean, you know, it's just like one.
The roving reporter.
I agree. Google Plus, just because I was like, all right.
Is now in the conference.
And I'm not in a job where I can really, I can't be on my tweet deck. You know, and so having, like, subscribe to Chris Lott, you know, tweet through RSS, and then he gets in conversations, and then trying to recontextualize from a Twitter stream is really
paranoid. Yeah, so, in this case, what you would be subscribing to is not Chris Lott, is the DS-16 pack.
Right.
And there you actually get a lot more of the coherency of the conversation.
Yeah.
And there's, you could do that outside of Twitter, outside of TweetDeck.
Well, I thought they shut down their feed. I thought it was harder to get a feed, RSS feed.
Yeah. No, it's true enough. It's a pain in the ass. You can still do it. There is still an RSS feed. They just obscure it.
Okay.
But, yeah, no, you're right. They made it a lot harder because they don't, you know, they want to monetize feed.
Yeah.
They want to bring them in the system and stuff. So,
it's a small thing, because it's just a sign up. But it's one of those things where, for Twitter users, they don't understand how Twitter started closing off things.
Oh, yeah, the API.
Well, what the users do, and we're looking for alternatives, if they're not making a great alternative.
Yeah. Right. And I understand, you know,
Diego Leal
has left the conference.
There are already like status on it and stuff. There's more data
to
and all those
sorts of
things.
It sounded like we had somebody in the PBX there for a brief period of time. Please call back. And we have a toll free number 1-8720-4178. You can find the setting bit.ly. That's bit.ly/radio4life. So, sounded like somebody called in there quickly and we lost you. So, give us a call back.
So, like Brandon's picture and whatever internal. So, I looked at the tweet, I kind of click on it. Hey, you need to sign in. So, I'm having to sign up just to look at the picture.
And that's a big problem. You're right. I mean, Twitter is not open tool. It's on the open web in some ways, but Facebook, it's not a tool.
We got, you know,
We have the power of the network, and just like in big quotes, like what networks allow us to do in terms of, you know, node to node,
Diego Leal.
Right? And we could do this.
Is now in the conference.
Hello, caller. Where are you calling in from?
Hi.
Hi there. Where are you calling? This is Grant Potter, DS106 Radio. Where are you calling in from, and who are you?
Hi, Grant. I'm Diego Leal. I'm calling from Rio de Janeiro.
Hey, Diego. Here.
Oh, this is Grant.
I'm going to pass the phone over to Brian Lamb here.
Okay.
Diego, ¿cómo estás?
Hola, Brian. Hi, how are you?
Ah, muy bien, gracias. Está aquí en Park City, Utah, hablando sobre DS106 Radio. Y no hablando español para mucho más tiempo. No tiene miedo. I just wanted to practice a little bit with you. How are you?
Fantastic. Very good, very good. I'm great. I actually wanted to say something about DS106 Radio, and is that it's that part of DS106 that really hooked me in. It was a very different experience of radio to me. I was kind of looking around and for something different on radio, and it really worked for me. And even though I wasn't a part of DS106, I actually took a lot of inspiration on the things that James and so many of you are doing for some work with teachers that I'm doing right now in Uruguay. So thank you for making that possible and taking that chance.
Wow, that's fantastic. Thank you for that. That's awesome. So what have you been sharing? I must admit, I haven't looked in your blog in too long. Have you posted some of the work that you've done like that?
Well, some of it. It's still a work in progress. I have left some of the discipline of writing, sadly, but it's because of the experience. It's been a great experience. We're working with sector education teachers and their school teachers. And what's really interesting is that it's the result has to do a little bit with what Jim was talking this morning, you know, that it's not really about content, it's about experience. When the engineering teacher says that they after the experience, they realize that they can use technology. They are able to much more with knowledge than you think. So it's an empowering experience, and actually, I'm pretty glad that CS 106 kind of opened the road for that.
Well, that's fantastic. I'll make sure that I get feedback. That's really wild. I mean, we've admired the work you've been doing in Colombia for so long, ever since he told us about it. So that's really cool.
The roving reporter.
Oh, we have Chris Watt joining
has
us.
Has left the conference.
Oh, he's left us. Okay. We have so many people calling in and out, I lose track of them. But as I was saying, Diego, it's been, we've really admired the work you're doing, so that's really fantastic that some of the ideas are going both ways.
Thank you. The feeling is mutual. I'm taking a lot of ideas from you guys, and keep the good work going. Maybe I'm a little bit tired, but trust me, I'm listening. Like this morning, I'm really listening.
That's fantastic.
There are so many people taking those ideas into their heads and trying to do different things in their classrooms. So we're working on that.
Fantastic. So I hopefully I'll be able to see you in person sometime in the not too distant future. I believe the next Open Education Conference will be in Vancouver, Canada, which is of course the city that I live in, and Scott Leslie lives very close to as well. And we would love to have you. You were there in 2009, and it would be wonderful to have you again.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, I hope to be there, really. I really expect to share a little bit of the work we've been doing this year. So it's great talking to you, as usual.
Okay, Diego, thank you so much for calling.
Okay, I'm looking
hasta
forward
luego.
To seeing you, and please give a regard to everyone.
I will. Hasta luego.
Bye-bye.
Diego's impressive.
Right on, right on. Thank you, Diego, for calling in. Really, really great to hear from you. So, if you're in continental North America, you can give us a toll-free call. It's 1-888-720-41. And if you'd like to call us with a free, you can go
dot radio for life.
And he can contact me. Let me give you my email.
Diego Leal.
Or Grant. And, you know, Grant's really the
genius. Has left the conference.
But let us know. I'd love to bring him on.
So what are the graphics? The four graphics.
Four icons.
Yeah, well, that's just, of course.
Simon on DS106, DS106 to 4.
I'm an architect. Yeah, it's a graphic designer, so I'll look. That's pretty cool.
It's fun as hell.
Okay.
There's some really good ones. Like, so there's probably 500 of those by various people.
Yeah.
At least. People do it for books, movies, song, one about occupation, like any concept, really, usually a story of some kind.
Yeah.
The thing I love about a lot of the assignments, like even the one that we see for the animated GIF, which, you know, which was really a hook that started before the thing even started, but I learned about video and the way pictures are selected by learning how to make an animated GIF, the act of having to select the media, and you kind of have to pull it apart and put it back together in a way. It seemed like these are stupid little hooks that are kind of fun, and then, you know, your reward is making people laugh and stuff. But you get so much kind of real visual understanding of media by engaging in these activities. Like, Jim didn't really say this. It's hard to say that without sounding obnoxious, but I was very much a dip in, dip out student. Like, a few people were saying, "Oh, I'd love to take that course, but you know, I don't have time to do it." I'm like, there is no minimum requirement. You come in for once, do a drive by, like, or you know, you can do everything. Well, no one can. There's so many student contributed assignments. And
yeah, it's impossible.
You couldn't do everything.
Thank you
for
sharing.
Hey, and let
your
time. No, seriously.
Absolutely. We'd love to hear.
What's your name?
Tim
McNamara.
Hi, Tim. Some of the technology has kind of evolved over the past couple of months. Or at least it sounds like it evolved a little bit.
This is Mr. Vitriol.
So I seem to recall seeing a blog.
Is now in the conference.
Place that's like here for the definitive.
Yeah. So there's two places. What we do is because everybody has their own space, they're getting their own tutorials and their own blogs. We have a Etherpad that we use.
Hello, this is Mr. Vitriol. You going to talk to me?
Uh-huh. So all of that stuff is that every once in a while I'll go there and take a snapshot of what people. Put there a copy at my blog.
Hey, it's me. You gonna talk?
Called DIY Radio, and I'll just make snapshots there. So that there's, you know, it has a search. So I have a search utility within the blog. And all that sort of stuff.
Where's Brian Lamb?
3:30. Throw down some information on the fly, and that's why the Etherpad works good.
Gotcha.
So, and the Etherpad can be found at that bit.ly address, and then on my blog, networkeffects.ca. I have a
Brian Lamb. I want to talk to you.
Have an asterisk server with IceCast. It's going to be there on a separate page, and it's going to be on DIY PBX. But I'll be so. It'll be a radio paddock.
Nobody wants to talk to Mr. Vitriol.
So people want to start from scratch. They can just go through all of my documentation and set it up themselves.
So it's networkeffects.ca?
Yeah, networkeffects.ca.
Brian Lamb, I want to talk to you.
We document too for the ever as long as, you know, it's tutorial.
And that's DS. I've heard that.
That is actually the bit.ly.ly radio.
Nobody wants to talk to Mr. Vitriol.
I hope to hear you on the radio.
Last chance for Mr. Vitriol.
I actually have a concept that I thought about doing. I need to set down the time to do it.
Gabba gabba hey.
But I want to run bump
build up. Like, I want to run a couple of buffers and then do it. You'll watch it if I can get it.
Last chance for Vitriol.
You got it.
I heard that. I haven't been listening to the feed, so I don't know what you've been saying before. I thought I would let somebody else talk for once. Not that you're not welcome on the radio. Last chance for Vitriol.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Okay, I got it. I'm
oh, wait
talking
a minute.
Too much.
No.
Later.
No, I didn't know.
This is Mr. Vitriol.
I didn't know. No, I didn't know he was on there. Scott Lowe, call me back. I didn't know.
Has left the conference.
I got. I was involved in this conversation with somebody at the table. So I got my earpiece back in now. Give me a call back. Scott Lowe, I want to hear from you.
Scott Lowe thinks I told him he was talking too much.
But we weren't listening. Well, I wasn't. No, he's mad at me because I said I was talking too much, and he thinks I was talking about him. I
think that's fine, Mr. Vitriol.
I'm going to put my earpiece back in so I can hear people call in. I wasn't monitoring our telephone calls.
He's amazing.
Yeah. All right, so we're here for what? When's this over? Land on the 15th.
Yeah, I'm supposed
to
be over now.
Oh, okay.
Well,
there you go.
And public domain, and then I'm like tutoring. And then what I wanted to get into was like teaching.
Mr. Vitriol.
I just started listening to the beat. Yeah, I was hearing it sound kind of like Scott Lowe. Last chance for Mr. Vitriol.
All right, so we've got. I think we're going to be wrapping up our call-in show. So please. Do give us a call, 1-888-720-4178, or you can go over to bit.ly, bit.ly, Radio for Life, and get your settings for your voice app of choice. So we're just closing up, so if you want to have you want to get on the line here, call in. We're going to be folding up the tent here soon.
Martha Burden, who I work with, figured out how to kind of frame it so that people's codes come in.
Yeah, it looks really slick.
And it's just a plugin on WordPress.
Okay.
And she did some hacking. But what's nice is that she has documented it all on her blog.
Okay.
So if you send me an email like, hey, where does that stuff go? I could point you to three blog addresses.
Okay.
And if you want to try it, that's fine. If not, we helped other people who were setting up a MOOC, Lisa M. Lane. She talked to us. She had the same setup. She had problems. So it's not always seamless.
Right,
but
right.
We're more than happy to help you get it going.
Okay.
So my email is at gmail.com. And just feel free to email me and I'll send you all the text. I should have probably talked a little bit about the text. But I find I'm not smart enough to really explain it well.
Right.
So like fumble.
I'm not bright,
yeah. No, it's true though.
Okay.
And so
I trust your opinion of yourself.
Yeah, but and I like the fact that the tech is easy enough that I can even do it.
Yeah. Yeah. So. No. Well, I think I feel like you might have lost some people with that. I think you were like had the audience on your hand the whole time. You ended with that
song. Yeah. The human after all. I got when I was out in Vancouver. Brian played that, and I was like, that has to be the end.
Is this Scotty?
Is now in the conference.
Howdy, howdy. Who are we talking to? You're on DS106 Radio.
This is Scotty. You guys are good radio.
This is Scotty. We're good radio, eh? So what are you thinking of the roving reporter, the live updates from Open Ed?
I heard Diego.
You heard Diego. What'd you think of that? We got a call all the way from South America.
He's good. He's good, but that lamb just talks too much.
Lamb talks too much. Yeah. Okay.
Why did he hang up on Vitriol?
I don't know. I wasn't actually following the. I didn't have my earbud in to follow the call. So yeah, that was my bad. I should have been listening to the telephone call.
That dude's rude. Are you guys real radio?
We are real radio. We're as real as it gets. Where are you calling in from, Scotty?
I'm calling in from the other side of the state.
The other side of where? Sorry, I didn't catch that.
The other side of the state.
The other side of the state.
Hear me?
Well, I couldn't. Yeah, it's kind of noisy in here, so I've got the only the one earbud in.
Where are you guys? It sounds like a hangar.
Well, we're in a the science fair. There's lots of people in here hanging out, talking shop, and we're talking. So what?
I just got one thing.
Okay, yeah, let us have it.
You guys gonna play some music or what?
We're gonna play some music after the science fair's over. We're gonna play. We're gonna spin some tracks. What do you? There's anything you want to hear in particular?
I want Dr. John and the Gorilla.
Dr. John, you want the auto DJ?
Dr. John and the Gorilla.
Okay, well, we can probably make that happen.
Okay, where's Lamb?
Lamb, you want to talk to Lamb? He's sitting right
there. Yeah.
Okay, here you go, Scotty. Great talking to you.
Yeah. Who are you?
Mr. Vitrell on the line.
Hey, I want to talk to you.
Hello.
Why'd you hang up on that dude before?
I thought he left on his own.
You talk too much, man.
Guilty as charged, dude.
That's not very sustainable, if you know what I'm saying.
I just don't know what's sustainable. Can you give me a definition?
Conversation is a two-way street. Sustainable goes on and on, but if one dude is just yammering and yammering, you can't sustain that.
Ah, that's food for thought. I need some, like, active listening intervention.
Indeed. I want you guys to play some more music, okay?
Some music will be coming for you. Any requests?
Yeah.
We can play some Slow Hand.
No, I want to hear that Dr. John and the Gorilla.
Dr. John and the Gorilla, I think we can do that.
Okay.
All right, so just say that, Scotty. And that'll be going out just for you.
Okay. Work on your sustainability, dude.
All right. Cheers.
Later. This is Scotty.
So, calling in, we just been talking to Scotty, side of state, and we're about to
have left the conference.
And,
but yeah, it was cool. I mean,
we got to play some music. Dr. John and the Grill, maybe. Another thing that we could be doing is playing some tracks from the Open Ed playlist.
Crazy.
So we should probably check that out.
So I
put that out
that.
On. On the Open Ed.
Are you that kind of parent?
No, I'm going to leave soon, I think.
Yeah.
I didn't get here to hear Josh's.
Let's see. I should have got a. I'm going
to
get a bit lead
to the points that we're both dealing with.
And put
it
out.
I think you're looking for a way to deal with the money.
And it's a big question that can be come at in a lot of different directions, but it can only be that direction.
That's right.
You know, there's for the creative and the, you know, let's try this and build it and see what happens. And then,
and look, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation wants to give us $1 million to go on tour and party all over the world.
We can bring it, but like, I mean, other than that, I'm not sure what money's going to do for us right now. It's really, it's about a community of people who are creating stuff. And once you try and commodify that, you're selling out everything that's golden. Dangerous. Oh, cool. Columbus, huh?
Yeah.
Beautiful place.
I do, yeah.
What a great school. And the fact that your football stadium's right in the middle of campus.
Oh, yeah. We're in the shadow of the
It's right
stadium.
Across the street.
See, that's so cool.
I
love
it. We have prime tailgating workers.
Yeah, I can imagine. Like, you guys, they must be, like, occupy, you know, the architecture building.
On game day, we lock all the doors because we have 250,000 people around the stadium.
All right, so we are collecting potential playlists because, see, tomorrow when we all file into the conference area, they're going to be playing some music. And we want to make sure it's the right music. So if you go on over to bit.ly/opened11-list, you can give us some ideas of the things we should be hearing tomorrow, types of music we should be playing on the radio in our conference space between breaks and as we roll. We really need to do something. So far, we got Noise Professor's suggestion of Shit from an Old Notebook from Double Nickels on the Dime, one of my favorite albums of all time. But we need more. So please, come on in. There's a little chat application in there. So that if you know, you want to have a little chat with us as we're building the playlist, you can do that. And that list is a spreadsheet, and it's called Songs in the Key of Open.
So when we
So when
we started talking.
Okay, last
open,
call.
Like, oh yeah,
last call for protocol. 1-888-720-71 Oh, sorry, that number again. 1-888-720-41 or go to bit.ly/radioforlife and get your VoIP settings. Give us a call because we're going to be closing up shop here pretty soon.
Yeah. I mean, because it's nice when you have the money to do it.
Yeah, but in the meantime, we're building what we can.
Building touch cases.
Openness in mind. And we're actually talking tomorrow at 3 o'clock about the architectural studio.
See, okay. I'll be there.
Yeah, awesome.
We're
going
to try to run a studio in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Markers, Play-Doh.
Yeah.
We're going to ask participants to design a monument to open education on the National Mall.
That's awesome. And see, that's
so
the thing that people have said. I'll be there at 3.
Okay.
People have said about maybe DS-106 has got problems, no questions. The cool thing for many is that you make something.
Yeah.
And like architecture, that's what it's all about,
yeah.
Designing and making.
Right.
Yeah,
and
so, that's how you learn. It's just, I mean, this authentic task was such a foreign thing to me to hear. It's like what we've done since time began. So
right.
We need
right.
to do it.
That's right.
That's what the studio is.
And they, you guys getting like MakerBots in there and starting to design.
Yeah.
I mean,
I have a MakerBot.
You
do?
I
have the
MakerBot.
Yeah. We broke it. We have the big cousin, the Stratasys FDM machine, the $100,000 thing.
Matt runs, he's
so,
a digital fabrication.
Well, the other half of my job is I run the digital fabrication.
Hey.
So laser cutters, CNC machines, MakerBot, rapid prototypers, laser object scanners, like a national engine, like a straw.
You should have us. DS-106. We'll go there.
Yeah.
We'll promote what you do.
Come on.
Absolutely.
I love any opportunity to talk fun stuff. I love.
We just went to a crazy conference that I just tagged around because Grant was doing it in New York City. So we were there, and there was this contact con, and there were these people who were doing MakerBots, but also these Freedom Networks, like the Freedom Box and the Freedom Tower, which is this whole nodal network stuff that
really?
Do, like really getting off of the closed telcos and getting on to open,
like open relay network, wireless networks and things.
Using maintaining enough critical mass within that collaborative to actually get tier 3
and I hope Ohio State can do that because they're huge.
60,000
people.
Freaking
awesome.
It
would be
awesome. And we're in engineering.
Yeah.
Should be able to.
And we can find enough punks who are interested in
it.
And it can be this completely like parallel network. So you really want to do stuff anonymously, do it on this one. And if the nodes are so portable that even if they try and close them down, they couldn't.
You don't have to worry about all the net neutrality issues or some big telco throttling
across that.
Feel free to visit.
Yeah,
definitely.
We will be at your session tomorrow at 3.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
I'm Lori.
Hey, Grant. Hey, Gideon.
I got you. I'm Brian.
I'm sorry I crashed it, but this is too much fun.
No, it's totally fun.
It's really fun.
Okay, I'll be here.
We got a lot of activity there on Twitter. And we got Lottie on the radio.
Radio.
So, my earbud dropped out again while I was having that conversation. So, we're going to take it to the bottom of the hour, which is 2 minutes. Two more minutes. We're going to take it to the bottom of the hour, and then we're going to let go of the PBX and let some other DJ pick up. We're going to have to make sure we have some Scotty.
Scotty wants Dr. John. Yeah.
And the Gorillas.
Hopefully that'll...
So that number you call is 1-888-720-4178 or bit.ly/radioforlife. I'm going to go mobile here. I'm going to walk. I'm cutting across the floor. I'm cutting across. Court over to that area. This is good friend, Zach McCullough. So how's things been going?
Pretty well. People are interested in what we built here and see what happens.
Good questions.
Excellent questions. You guys think about the court?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
Yep.
Yeah. I got to tell the Blackboard guy that he was the reason for me getting into instructional technology, because I was up with Blackboard, that I had to go teach myself how to program.
Who's the fucking guy?
George Croner is his name.
He's got must have a thick skin.
He does.
Yeah.
I know. He's been taking it all weekend.
Jeez, and they took it this morning big time on right out on the stage. Well, that's good for him. Sense of humor about it. He can roll with the punches. Good for him.
Yeah. Well, apparently he's stories to tell. I get in front of some beers.
I'd love to. Get the Blackboard guy and, some beers. I'd love that.
Yeah.
So,
I think
we are too. We're done.
I'm
not hard. What's lots of interest in me. Yeah, it's been good.
How was yours?
It was great. Got lots of really great conversations. Our roving reporter went out with us and did on the street.
I'm impressed. Chris Lott.
Yeah, he did some roving reporter action.
It's a pleasure to know that Chris Lott is now on the radio.
Yes, man. And he said he's going to call a 1-8 number once in a while. So that'd be awesome. So, and we have a bunch of people. One person that you'll hear the archive and recorded all of this, but somebody came to the campus radio station. I can't remember the state right now, but they're in fine arts education, music and jazz program. And they're using a terrestrial to share lectures that are on campus as well as performances. So they came to ask us like radio.
Meet up
somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we going to the barbecue?
5:30. I'm just going to head back to my crib and refresh.
Are you with
we're still going. But at the bottom of the hour, we did say we were going to like we've been holding it for like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
All right, you've been listening to DS106 Radio Call. It's the maiden voyage, the maiden application of the PBX. We hope that you've enjoyed the listening experience. There will be an archive. Please give us feedback. All feedback is welcome. And keep your ear on the speaker and your hands off the dial. DS106 Live from Utah will be back.
Take control of your classes.
Potter
has left the
somebody could have shown you the place you wanted. Well, I'm sure you could have made it that bit better on your own. You're the only ones who